Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, South Africa has come a long, long way since those old ugly days of apartheid.
Absolutely.
And the wine industry is really one of the leading industries there. They're doing a great job. And I think as the world has paid more attention to their wines, they've paid more attention to the world and what the world market wants. And we're getting some really nice wines out of South Africa these days.
We're getting some amazingly wonderful wines out of South Africa and some amazingly wonderful wine values out of South Africa.
Even better.
What many people don't realize is that the South African wine production has been around for about 400 years.
Yes, it has.
It started with the Dutch because that was a way station as the ships went around the Cape of Africa to head to Indonesia and the Far East. And so there's a long tradition of this. So here's just a couple of things that I tried that I thought were particularly good. From a producer called Boschendal, since 1685, that's how long these guys have been around, family business. The 2016, this is an interesting rosé called the Rose Garden Rosé, sells for about $12. And this is great. Berry aromas over lovely crisp fruit with notes of spice and orange peel for $12. Can you beat that?
No, you can't.
I loved it. From another producer called Simon Sig, a 2014 Chenin Blanc. I love what they do with Chenin Blanc in South Africa. This is another wonderful value at about $9.
You're kidding.
No. And this is Chenin Blanc, apples and pear and some minerality and a nice little sort of fleshiness. And this is a $9 bottle of wine. I mean, I'm loving life.
We call that one a value.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's a sort of a major producer from South Africa. Is a company called Fleur du Cap. Mm-hmm. I tried a bunch of things from them. I don't know if this was just I got lucky or not, but I tried a 2008 vintage Merlot, which I gave a 93 to 94 score to.
Wow.
This would retail, if I didn't just get lucky on this, for about $11.
You're kidding.
This was amazing. Intense blackberry and plum aromas with some smoky notes and then a little bit of vanilla oak tone on a beautiful structure. That was a 2008 Merlot. I think that may have been just a lucky pull for me, but it was so spectacular I had to talk about it.
Yeah.
2014, interesting grape called Pinotage, Fleur de Cap. I really enjoyed this. This was nose of black raspberry, spice, some vanilla notes. It's very full body, but it has a lovely sort of slightly dusting tannin structure and good acidity. This one was a little more expensive. It was $16.
So, we could handle that.
I think so. They also did a Fleur de Cap 2015 Chardonnay, and this one is all of $12 a bottle, and this is stunning. I mean, crisp citrus with some oak finish, maybe slightly on the slightly oaky side, but great acidity, crisp and clean, just a lovely bottle of wine for $12. And just to pile on, there's a Sauvignon Blanc, which also sells for $12. 2014 pale straw, sort of an interesting sort of green peppery kind of thing with flavors with citrus and just tremendous acidity, crisp, clean. Again, $12.
What I'm hearing is up-to-date international-style winemaking.
Yeah, and great value.
Great values. Get out there and try them, folks. We'll put the selections on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.